The Washington Post, the Washington Compost, which is owned by Amazon's Jeff Bezos, is having some problems. They just fired their senior executive editor, and the new CEO, which started there at the beginning of this year, held a big meeting to tell the staff about the shakeup and how he was going to be making more dramatic changes because, well, the paper lost $77 million last year. 25 years ago, this could have been pinned on the internet, revolutionizing the distribution of media and the legacy dinosaur media companies getting left behind and then scrambling to get caught up in the new digital age. But this is because nobody is reading the Washington Post anymore, online or in print. At the staff meeting yesterday, he said that they're going to turn it around, though, but, quote, let's not sugarcoat it. It needs turning around, and then told them that they are losing large amounts of money, $77 million just last year alone, and that their audience has been cut in half, their readership also, since who knows when, probably just in the last few years. And, quote, people are not reading your stuff. But what is the primary concern of the remaining staff members, you may be wondering, who haven't been laid off over the last few years? I'll give you one guess. As Vanity Fair reports, he was pressed about diversity regarding the new positions that he's going to be filling. As far as diversity goes, he admitted it's not great and vowed to do better going forward. Later in the meeting, another reporter asked the CEO whether any women or people of color were interviewed and seriously considered for the new top-level positions, as Vanity Fair reports, a question that prompted applause. And they just started a new division to focus on new revenue streams, such as micropayments, meaning they want you to buy credits, and then you're allowed to read a certain number of articles on their website per month by spending those credits, and new forms of journalism, such as video narratives on social media, which means they're going to start doing TikTok-style journalism, just like MSNBC has been doing for the last 2 months, I noticed. I didn't pull up any of the videos, but I have seen various TikTok-style videos scrolling past on MSNBC's Twitter feed, where it's a bunch of jump cuts and flashy graphics and music, because their audience has the attention span of a goldfish. The Biden campaign joined TikTok earlier this year, helping to reach the youth vote, and only got 350,000 people to follow them. And old Joe isn't even featured in most of the videos because he doesn't have the energy to make a daily TikTok video. So all they're doing is just posting quick little propaganda clips and reposting other people's TikToks talking about how great old Joe is. And of course, terrible Donald Trump is. Like this girl who is perpetuating the 8-year-old recycled fake news story about Donald Trump and the N-word tape that doesn't exist, where she's getting ratioed in the comments, which I'll show you in just a moment.
Guys, you have to see this new report about Donald Trump. A producer on The Apprentice just came out and said that Donald Trump called a black contestant on his show this.
Yeah, we know. It's total fake news. But let's read the comments, shall we? The top thumbed up comment says, wait, so there's not even a video of it? Biden has said it many times on video, though. Yes, actually, he has. Why are groceries so expensive? Why is my gas so expensive? These are all the top thumbed up comments. Look at that. Over 2,000 likes on that. Can't wait to afford a house. I don't know what these numbers are. Those might be people plugging how many followers Donald Trump got just since the weekend. Why are my groceries so expensive? We're broke. Hearsay. Old Joe is on tape saying it like 40 years ago during a Senate hearing. He was, to be fair, quoting somebody else, but that's not allowed these days. And he did say it with the hard R.
The allegation that important legislators in defeating the Nunes plan in the basement said, quote, we already have a mayor. We don't need any more big shots.
And in case you haven't heard, CNN's ratings are the lowest that they've been since 1991. And we should never forget that their paid streaming service, CNN Plus, didn't even last for 3 weeks. That was already 2 years ago now. My, how time flies. But this is still one of the greatest memes of all time. And this is what I would call an unintentional meme. It's a meme, but it wasn't meant to be a meme. This is the trigger warning on Google if you click on the images tab to search specifically for the photos, and then you look for pride memes, they have a warning that says memes about groups of people might be disturbing or hurtful, because they know if they don't manually curate the search results on that topic, which I'm sure that they've already done and will continue to monitor throughout the month, they know that people are going to get memes like this. The memes that normal people are looking for when they want to post on social media and push back against the cultural Marxism. Me just shopping for a belt and socks in June. Me trying to live my life during the month of June. Or actually, pretty much any day of the week, any month of the year at this point. And this one, because you know that the employees at Google broke down into tears when they were trying to find something fun to post on their social media accounts. And these keep coming up. And things are so crazy now that it's impossible to tell whether or not this person is being serious or if they are trolling. But even if they are trolling, just listen to the response that they got from those in attendance.
I won't change your little town. Your own children will. Woo! Your children will see us. Your children will love us. And your children will join us.
Woo! Okay, this has got to be real, because there's nobody on planet Earth now that Heath Ledger is no longer with us that could act that crazy. I don't even want to cover the garbage that's going to be spewing onto the internet and onto the airwaves this month, because it's just going to make me sick. But shout out to the Texas Rangers, who are the only Major League Baseball team that doesn't hold an annual Pride Night. And the media is very upset about that. This from the Associated Press. Why are the Texas Rangers the only MLB team without a Pride Night? The proper response to the cultural Marxist propaganda that's generated during the month of June is what Congressman John Rose's son did to the camera when his father was giving a statement on the floor of the House of Representatives this week.
Whether they be Republican or Democrat, for Donald Trump or against him, regardless of one's opinion of the current Republican nominee, we'd be well served to remember the long and cherished tradition we have in this country of settling our political differences at the ballot box. For nearly 2.5 centuries, our nation's elected leaders have properly resisted the temptation to oppose their political rivals through the weaponization of our justice system.
That's how it's done, kid. Just keep your eyes open for a CNN camera crew next. And I just added a couple cool new shirts to MarkDice.com, including an Appeal to Heaven shirt, which is now available in black or white, a MAGA Mafia shirt, Teflon Don. The Trump Total Eclipse shirt is back as well. So head on over to MarkDice.com or click the link in the description below and check them out.